the Vancouver-based Anishinaabe and North African electronic producer Handsome Tiger with Ogichida, the song getting us into this hour of music today on the mainstream. Throughout the years, he's worked with groups like Northern Cree and Ugandan MC Swordman Kitala. I look forward to future releases from this up-and-coming artist here very soon. I'm Brett Mabee, and it's good to have you here today. Nyawo Iskano, I'm thankful you're well. If you're tuning in to this here show for the first time, well, pull up a chair, and I promise you're going to walk away with songs that'll keep you coming back for more. We have a rather vast library here on the mainstream, and I'm glad that you can listen to some incredible music with me. We'll be listening to the likes of Portugal the Man, also the Wombats. Yusuf Days has a new one that we're going to be getting into the rotation. And speaking of new songs, this one comes courtesy of Jordan Rakai, who just wrapped up, I do believe, an 18-month-long artist-in-residency at Abbey Road Studios. In fact, this collaboration with Jalen Naganda was recorded at Abbey Road. It was released November 27th, and for your consideration and approval, I invite you to turn it up with What It Gave Me today on the mainstream.
Hand. Well, I can't wanna tell you, and now's the time. I wanna tell you that you're gonna be mine. Well, I can't.
Bonjour, Kenegwaya, Graham Jones, Indigenous Cause. Hi, everyone. This is Graham Jones, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
I did all that when I was on the dole. grudges fall. But at least then I had my head upon my shoulders and faced love without fear. But it took it all away and put my failures on display. Now you're no longer here. You see me smiling. My soul when it was vibrant, for I lost it on a stage. If you see me smiling, it's forceful and violent. You had my soul when it was vibrant.
Listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee. That was Sam Fender, as I'm Always on Stage, bringing that block to an end. And before that was a powerful take of Paul McCartney's Let Me Roll It, recorded by Métis singer-songwriter Kaylee Cardinal. That was a fun live take, but also featured on the deluxe edition of her Boundless Possibilities. In fact, there is a fun video that you ought to go check out on YouTube of that performance as well. It was Jordan Rakai and Jalen Naganda with the track that they cut at Abbey Road Studios, as Rakai just finished up an 18-month-long residency in the legendary space. That was What It Gave Me that we got into the rotation for the first time this hour. I'm Brett Mabee, and if you're joining just now, well, don't forget you can get caught up at mainstreamradio.net. And also, taking that a step further, you can use that website for information as to how to submit music for consideration in the rotation. You can email me your tracks to brett@mainstreamradio.net, or you can always mail them physically to Brett Mabee, Turtle Island Tunes, Full Moon Radio, P.O. Box 252, Salamanca, New York, 14779. I look forward to catching up with you over there. Some fun things happening on the full website. Portugal the Man, before this last block of the half is up. In addition, and later on, Sword 2, The Wombats, I'll come back in just a few. But right now, turn it up with Misha and the Spanx with Girls Rock from the Unconditional Lovin' Hi-Fi album. Great rock and tune to keep our hour going with on the Mainstream.
Life was a girl. Yeah. For all the people sitting out there playing Minecraft, join a band.
Thank you. Bonjour, c'est Olivier Leruidan de Châteauroux en France et vous écoutez The Mainstream avec Brett Mabee. Hi, this is Olivier Leruidan of Châteauroux in France and you're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee.
My Indian people, my beautiful people, full of heart and full of strength. Not long ago, we were forced to leave our homes. Our relatives died along the way. We cried and still cry. Generations of pain, yet to this day we still remain. The U.S. soldiers, they killed my family, children, elders, and everyone in between. Washington is not our government. We will survive, we will resist. The elders cried, the children heard their own names. The youth is inspired, they're not afraid. They come fully armed with language and laws. The voices of strength, blasting through the halls.